This is WNYC. I'm Janet Babin. A two-month campaign begins today in New Jersey for U.S. Senate. The battle's between Newark Mayor Cory Booker and Tea Party activist Steve Lonegan. Booker received 59% of the vote yesterday, soundly defeating Congressman Rush Holt, Frank Pallone, and Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver. Lonegan took 79% of the Republican primary votes in a face-off with an unknown Tea Party activist, Alita Eck. State Senator and former Governor Richard Cody joins us now to talk about the special election campaign to fill the seat of the late Frank Blautenberg. Welcome back to WNYC, Governor Cody.
My pleasure, Janet. But I think most people around here, and when I went to vote, are saying, why are we doing this? Didn't we just vote in June?
We are going to talk about that. Yeah. First, though, this is familiar territory for you. I mean, you endorsed Cory Booker.
Correct.
Both of you are in Essex County. You're based in Essex County.
Yeah.
Booker has a strong lead over Lonegan in the pre-primary polls. What kind of campaign are you expecting to see in the next 63 days?
To be honest with you, I think it's almost like a rematch of a Democratic primary. I mean, Booker's got name recognition, he's got money, and he's got a big lead. And that will not dissipate up until the middle of October, not at all. I mean, you've got somebody on the other side who's not a centrist, and if you're a Republican, you've got to be in the middle to win New Jersey because there's 700,000 more registered Democrats than there is Republicans. We have not elected a United States senator to Congress to the Senate in like 50 years.
Right.
And that's not going to change.
It's widely held in some circles that Governor Christie purposely chose to have this election in October to avoid drawing Democratic supporters of Booker's to the polls in November when he's up for re-election. I wonder how much concern there is among Democratic Party leaders that the governor's move is actually going to help him win Republican seats in the legislature, riding Christie's coattails, as it were.
There's no question about what he did here. He spent $24 million of the taxpayers' money to have two special elections when he didn't need to do any of that. He could have had the state committees come up with each candidate, and believe me, each of the state committees, the state parties, the Republican parties would have chose Lonegan because there was nobody else stepping forward, and the governor wasn't trying to recruit candidates because it's about him. And clearly, Booker was a choice of Democrats throughout the state, so it would have been Booker and Lonegan in November. And the taxpayers would have saved $24 million. But no, the governor didn't want that because Booker's candidacy would have brought more Democrats and more action, shall we say, into that election in November. And clearly he didn't want that.
Right. Well, despite the Christie administration move there, during the primary, Mayor Booker has had only glowing things to say about Chris Christie. That his good relationship with the governor, that it's proof he can, you know, reach across the aisle, get things done in Washington. I wonder, are you or other Democratic Party leaders trying to get Mayor Booker to be more critical of Governor Christie to avoid losing seats?
Well, I think what we would like, Janet, is that he campaign along with Senator Bono, and I think that will happen. Now, his rhetoric may be different because obviously he's not running against the governor. But his relationship, I think, with the governor is not as strong as it was maybe a year or two ago. And he understands the pitfalls of that, no question about it. But he's going to play a very safe and secure race, as you or I would.
Well, I mean,
he's not going to do anything to tilt the barometers here.
It does seem that reaching across the aisle is popular among New Jersey voters.
Well, it is anywhere. But it all depends about what kind of bipartisanship you're talking about. If you're talking about Governor Christie with Democratic power brokers, that doesn't bring about anything good. It's all about what they get out of it and not the public. If you're talking about real bipartisanship, that's fine. Every voter is going to respond that way. When I was governor, I got just as good marks from Republicans as did Democrats, but it wasn't about what they got out of that bipartisanship other than good government.
State Senator, former New Jersey Governor Richard Cody, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Janet.
This is WNYC.